Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Greetings, listener dear! I am Tom.
I am as always. Ben.
As always.
And as always. I'm Matthew, and welcome to another Pappy's Flatshare house meeting. Before we say anything, we've got some really, really exciting, and it's been a long time coming, this news, but we're going to be doing live Flatshare slamdowns again. I'm so excited. So basically...
Back on the stage
where we belong. The details will be...
Just in time for another impending lockdown.
I know. We've got to get these two in. We've got one on the 15th of November. We've got one on the 6th of December.
They'll be cancelled.
And no, we've got to. We've put them in. If we can get this in just before they cancel Christmas again. But yeah, the 15th is at the Phoenix in Cavendish Square near Oxford Circus in London. And the 6th is at the Pleasance, and that will be our Christmas special. Okay, so all the details for how to get tickets will be in the show notes below. Grab those, grab your tickets, and we will see you there. We haven't booked any of the guests yet. We've only just booked the dates. This is the first... We've only just heard about it, so you are the first people to know about these dates. So get excited and get tickets now.
Oh, my word. I don't know if I remember what to do in front of an audience.
I mean, did we ever? Did we ever know what to do in front of an audience? It is mad, isn't it, listening back to... we love doing the Zoom shows, and we've been putting out the retro Flatshare slamdowns, the classic episodes, and it's the energy is so different. It was fun, so much fun doing them over Zoom, but I cannot wait to get in front of an audience, and we'd love you to be part of that audience. Oh man,
absolutely. Yeah, please come on down.
Jump at the bit.
Okay, today's episode is a house meeting. We, do our usual working through different subjects. Sorry, I should have made it sound more exciting.
Could you stop yawning as you put, like... I think we've expended all of our energy promoting the live Flatshare slamdowns, but... It is.
Yes, we've just recorded the house meeting as well. We put all of our, we put some real energy into this chat.
Oh, we're going to have bags of energy when we get this started. As always, folks, the Patreon goes from strength to strength. If you would like to join the Patreon, then you can go to Pappy's... you can go to patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare. It's great. It's such
famously, just Google it.
You can just Google it as well, yeah.
Google it, press send, away you go.
It's a fun...
Quid a week gets you all kinds of extra stuff,
yes,
really, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. It's a lovely community over there. And Tom's clocked off. We can tell Tom is absolutely clocked off.
Listen, he's trying to... I record this in the cupboard under my stairs. There's only a limited amount of oxygen I have in here. And it's started to deplete, let me tell you.
It's like that Ryan Reynolds movie when he's buried in a box. He made a series of phone calls to people trying to get your coordinates out there. But yeah, if anyone can find Tom and bury and dig him up before he dies, that would be great. So let's crack on with this episode. A very fine house meeting. Here we go.
I've had a thought.
I've got an issue.
I've got a question I want to ask you.
I want to talk.
I want to chat.
Okay, let's sit down and chew the fat.
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What temperature should we set the heat?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Why on earth am I always weeping?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Who wet my bed while I was sleeping?
Let's have a house meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What's the point? Does life have a meaning?
House meeting.
I kind of think that everyone has got a thing, right?
Okay.
And do you ever worry that like you'll never find out what your thing is?
Now, are we talking... I don't know how sort of deep you're going early doors. Are you talking about, like, a talent, or are you talking about a kink? What do you mean, your thing?
Like, I guess, like, a knack or a thing, right, or a skill, or it could be a kink, but it's like...
I think what you've done here, though, is assume that there's one thing per person. It's quite a romantic notion, isn't it? Like, it's like soulmates, really, isn't it? The idea that there is one person for one person. There is one skill that is out there for each. Each person should have one skill, if only they could discover it. But isn't quite a lot of people's thing? They like doing it, and they do it loads. Isn't that basically what what your that's how you get your thing, rather than going around and I'll try a little bit of this, I'll try a little bit of woodworking. No, I didn't really do that. That's not my knack. That's not my skill. I'll go and try a bit of glass blowing, or I'll collect model trains or whatever it would be.
Oh, I tell you what, I could really see Parry as a glass blower.
Do you think so? I think he's got the look. Yeah. I think you could
the glass blower look.
Yeah, basically
this season, get the glass blower look. Leather apron, red cheeks.
Yeah, no, that's all I was saying. It's a big round red face. So yeah. It'd be like you'd be like, which end is blowing which here? I can't tell the what?
They're blowing each other. That's also his kink. I know what you mean, though, Parry. I do know what you mean. Because I sometimes feel the same way. It is that thing of some people who just, like, they really just, like, they've got their thing they're good at, they love, off they go.
And, yeah, that's it. And you kind of think, there's a lot of people in this life who haven't got their thing, and it's like, if they could only get their thing. And, like, I'm not saying, like, it's like... I think if I was in government...
Right.
Well, one day...
Yes, absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
The thing is, when your party's on... when your party's as on top as mine is, you kind of think, surely I'll get a chance at being a Member of Parliament one day. Yeah. You kind of think it's a matter of time. You know?
There's absolutely no way a left-wing...
We've got it locked up.
Way a left-wing government is going to be in power in the next decade. So surely
I think my boys have got it locked up.
These things just roll around, don't they? They do. Roll around.
I'll keep emailing Pretty. I'll keep on her side, yeah, you know, and then it's only a matter of time.
Send her a photo of your big red face. You're shoo-in, mate.
The Minister for Glassblowing. They've done a trade deal with, I don't know, glassblowing's big in. I like the way you took two attempts at
that riff and like, no, neither one works. They've done a trade deal with you, get the idea, and glass blowing's really big in. Yeah, you can fill in the rest, guys. Yeah.
You can do the work. Yeah. I mean, like, basically, like, what I'm envisaging is, like, it's a slightly science fictiony thing, or, like, if I was in government, I'd heavily invest in careers advisors. Because if careers advisors were cock bollock, then it'd be like, imagine literally being told, like, this is actually the thing that you're fantastic at. And it's like, if there's like a DNA, you like, I don't know, you finger prick your blood and they run a DNA test and it's like, your DNA means you are the perfect milkman.
Yeah.
That's your thing, bro. And it's like, amazing.
Well, here's the thing, because I was thinking like that for careers advisor. You know, you could do a sort of, like, halfway between a careers advisor and a lifestyle guru, you could sit down with a person for an hour. You could ask them a series of questions that could pertain to what they might do to enrich their life. Like an enrichment officer. That's what it could be. And there's, like, and to say there's probably a thing missing from your life, here's what it is. Mm. Of course, my answer would always be a Christian. Yeah. You should be a Christian. I'm not going to be a Christian, but you should be a Christian.
That seems a bit too involved for my liking. I'm talking eye scan, blood prick, print out with a one word written on it. You know, like egg farmer. It's like, there's no chat. Yeah. It's like eye scan, pin prick.
So you want it to be, you want it to be a sort of a kind of...
Oh, no, that's not a job, but like, you know, you're a shipbuilder or something.
Hang on a sec. They've done a trade deal with the Dutch. Glass blowing is very big in Dutchland.
I mean, maybe that would be a thing. It's like, oh, by the way, you should also be Dutch. Go.
But no, you could. I mean, that is a possibility. You could move. You could change your citizenship. That's a possibility now, isn't it? You know, you could definitely. I mean, less so now than it probably was four years ago. Yeah.
I'm blessed enough.
Tom's party did the right thing.
I'm blessed enough to have found my thing. Yeah. You know. Sandwiches.
You're really good at them.
I'm just really good at
good
sandwiches.
Good at making them,
and it's like,
good at eating them. All round good guy.
good at sandwiches. And it's like, there's my thing, man.
Do you know what? For a long time, I didn't get sandwiches. All the way through school and stuff, I was like, sandwiches are an absolute jip.
Well, you were telling us the other day about selling your sandwiches.
Yeah, that's it, because I didn't like them.
Do you think that comes from the class system of being at school where it's dinners and sandwiches?
I think so, yeah.
It taints the idea of packed, like if you're in the packed lunch gang, you're less school, like, you're less cool and school, like,
yeah, totally.
So like sandwiches like, becomes by default like the second tier.
Yeah,
you know, you're the kind of second class citizen.
Go and have your cold food. No hot food for you, mate.
But how?
Like that's a different dystopia, isn't it? Where eye scan, pinprick, you're a hot dinner. Off you go.
Oh, yeah.
Eye scan, pinprick, you're a sandwich.
Did you
man.
Ever go to a rich man, poor man lunch? Did you ever go to one of those?
No.
Again, it's a Crizzo thing. But it's at our church they used to do rich man, poor man lunches.
Have you gone back in?
Well, listen, what I do in my private life is my own business, but no, I've not re-entered the church. But it did remind me of it. What you would do is you would arrive and you would pull a token out of the bag as you were going in, and you'd find out whether or not you were getting the rich man's lunch or the poor man's lunch.
Oh, I remember these, yeah. And then everyone closes their eyes and the rich man has to kill as many poor people, and then you open your eyes and everyone has to try and guess who the rich man is.
That's right, yeah. Your party loves it.
yeah, my boys. We play that game all the time, all year round, yeah.
So I went with my entire family and I was the only person out of my family to get the rich man lunch. So you're up on... It was in our church hall. Where they do weddings, where both, you know, where both my brother and sister... separately, I must stress, had their wedding receptions.
did they have a rich man wedding or a poor man wedding?
You know what?
Take the voucher. Take the chance.
This is what you get. Rich man, poor man wedding. Oh, my God. Imagine if the bride and groom don't get the same thing.
Bride not on the top table.
Bride's on a lower table tucking into some gruel.
I don't mind saying it right now. Am I going to believe in this? I think I really am, actually.
Well, he doesn't mind saying it. He does mind believing in it.
I actually think quite often the lower the budget, the funner the wedding.
Now you're talking my language.
I think, Clark, this is the stuff Clarky needs to hear.
He needs his info ahead of his upcomings.
I think those intensely posh weddings can sometimes feel a little bit uncomfortable. Obviously, the free bar cushions the blow.
I 100% disagree with you, Parry. 100%. I've been to both. I prefer the posh one. Lovely yeah, what? Really nice food. Really nice setting. That's what you want, isn't it?
Lots of drink
that you're not paying for. Yeah.
A wedding band sometimes?
A proper wedding band, yeah.
Maybe.
I wouldn't say I'd equate wedding band to a really posh wedding.
No, but you know, they put a bit of money there.
But that's a big cost, yeah. Isn't it? A wedding band. It's massive.
Clarky's pricing up his wedding.
It is a big cost. It's a huge cost.
It is massive. It's like at least a couple of grand for a wedding band.
Which is why, Parry, we have invoiced you for your wedding.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Another 30 days, mate. Come on, you've got to cough up.
Wedding bands are dead cheap. All you have to do is imposition all of your friends.
There are three different types of wedding. Rich man wedding, poor man wedding, and prick man wedding. You manage to have a rich man wedding on a poor man budget.
Equals a prick man wedding.
A prick man wedding.
I don't know, it feels a bit like you're holidaying in a different world, which is like, I don't know if that makes sense.
It depends how close to the couple you are. If you go to a wedding of someone who is both not your sort of direct mate and also quite well off, it can be a bit excluding, I think. But if they're your mates, you know, it's fun. It's great fun. It feels like, ultimately that's basically what it boils down to. It's not really about the rich man, poor man aspect of it. It's about how much you like the couple who you're getting who you're getting married to, who's getting married that day.
Oh, sorry, yeah, let's rework it. The nicer the couple, the better the
wedding.
I think
that's fair.
That's what we're going with, right? Okay.
I agree with that statement. I think I rarely get a kick out.
Well, this has not eased my anxiety at all.
were you not a Bojo and Carrie's?
Of course I was. Yeah, the nicer the couple, the better the wedding.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was a lovely affair. We had a great time.
Don't talk about
my lovely affair.
It was a lovely affair.
What was on the menu? What did the rich man eat? What did the poor? What are we looking at? How much is the difference?
Well,
did Salt Bay come out?
Everything
in your church hall.
Everything was coated with gold. Yeah, it was the same food. There was just someone with a spray can of gold paint just sprays like, oh yeah, you're rich man. Here are your sandwiches. Is there any chance? Weirdly, I'm the only rich man who survived. Everybody else on that top table died of lead poisoning.
Pass through heaven through the eye of a needle, is that what they say?
Oh, shitting through the eye of a needle, I'll tell you that much.
No, that's what I was gonna say. So yeah, go on. What was the disparity in the lunch? Did you have a steak? Bear in mind,
we're talking probably 30 years ago I did this, but it was...
So actually, it was poor man's meal, poor man's meal.
Because it was the 80s, yeah.
Smash! Ooh-la-dee-da!
It was
a pie in a can.
Poor man's meal, Hogarth's London meal. That's what it was.
Frey Bentos and Smash and a Ferrero Rocher. Ooh-la-dee-da-da-da! I'd actually love that, to be honest.
Yeah, I was going to say,
Barry. if you ever get remarried, Barry, you know what to have at the wedding. Everybody gets an individual Frey Bentos pie. I think it was...
And you guys are covering Blur this time, right?
I feel like it was... I seem to remember it being a roast chicken. It was like a sort of roast chicken, like a roast dinner, but the roast was chicken.
And the poor people had an uncooked chicken. a live chicken.
Yeah, that's a catch it.
But I don't know. I think it was just bread and soup for the lower table. So kind of prison.
Do you sit with them?
No. And it was like there's a stage on where you would sit on the top table. So it was set out like a lot of weddings have been set out in that hall. Stage, top table, looking down on everyone else on the other tables.
And what's the point then? Is this kind of like a Stanford prison experiment type thing?
Crosby bludgeoned his parents with some gold boots.
I'm Menendez then. Yeah, I think the idea is to teach us that your situation in life, your lot in life, is complete luck, really. You know, if you are a...
Well, Parry, I don't know if you're party.
That's not what they say at the party, mate.
Your party doesn't believe in that. People just don't work hard. Babies who are born poor just haven't worked hard enough over those 9 months in the womb.
They just need to work a bit harder.
This baby's got such soft hands after the day's work and the life.
It's a bit like a secret cinema, isn't it, really?
Yes, yeah.
What your church was doing there.
Yeah, it was secret cinema before secret cinema existed.
Lady and the Tramp?
Yeah. That's right. I did end up eating from the same bowl of spaghetti as my priest and getting off with him. Which he enjoyed more than I did.
The rich man.
Hey, that might be quite cool for your wedding, Clarkie, if, like, when you say I do, you share a bowl of spaghetti. No, that's a terrible idea.
No, I like to hear this.
No. Tom, start it earlier, down the aisle.
You bring it down the aisle on the end of a bit of spaghetti.
Like you're lassoing her with your gob.
Oh, I'd love to see that.
Ben passed out after 3 metres.
Maybe, like, someone singing Where Doves Cry, Clarkie's chewing on a huge piece of spaghetti. Maybe I'm just like my mother too. Today's the day. And Megan's got the spaghetti tied around her waist. Maybe I'm just like my mother.
There's so many ideas here, right? I love every one of them.
I love the choice of When Doves Cry.
When Doves Cry.
Maybe I just need more pasta. I'm never satisfied.
It's a pasta-themed wedding, rigatoni instead of confetti.
The Dolmio guys are marrying you. They're the officiants. The guys with the big eyebrows.
Or at least someone in the character of the Dolmio man. You know, we know a lot of good turns,
basically,
don't we?
You're saying we can't afford the Dolmio guys.
Guys, I know what a Prickman wedding looks like, all right? You got to think of the cheaper version of what you want.
Yeah, because you're already getting, if it's the full-on Italian wedding, you're already getting the three tenors to perform as the wedding band. And
yeah, that is, I believe that's blown a lot of the budget.
At least one of them are dead. So yes, it's a lot of, yeah, the hologram of Pavarotti performing at your wedding is going to cost you a pretty penny, I would say.
It's going to cost you more than three tenors, put it that way.
Cold rain or hot snow? What is sleeting?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Have you ever been to an Italian wedding? They've got a thing where if someone starts thumping the table, everyone joins in and it gets faster and faster until the couple kiss.
Really?
The married couple kiss, and it is really good fun. So like people time it. So like if the bride goes to the loo, someone will be like, bong, and everyone goes, uh-oh, she's just left the room. And then everyone's like, bang. Oh. And she can start hearing everyone go, bang, bang, bang. And then she runs in and kisses and everyone cheers. It's really good.
It's tricky enough going to the loo in a wedding. Dress, though, without having to hear bong 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 on the door outside saying, come on, hurry up, I'm gonna take the whole dress over your head.
You helped my wife go to the toilet, didn't you?
I did indeed help your wife go to the toilet. Yeah, at least that's what we told you.
It was yet another job that I'd prescribed to you. Wedding band, bride shitter. You've got a busy day ahead of you.
I'm glad I read the description. From the title, I would have guessed a very different job. But when were you at an Italian wedding then?
A pretty long time ago. My first ever girlfriend married an ice cream man.
Is that why you've got occasion? Such an aversion to them? Anytime you hear that theme tune, you like double lock your doors, sitting in the window giving the V signs,
stop banging on the doors,
off to steal my women again. No, we were childhood sweethearts, and we'd moved our separate ways, and she met a charming ice cream man. So it was like kind of it was an Italian, you know.
It was kind of, oh my god,
is this reductive?
She married Gina.
Stereotypes.
Whoa, Gina's a big one, yeah.
Can I just ask? Sorry, I'm interested about this because you don't, you know, it's one of those jobs, a little bit like Milkman, really, where you don't see a lot of them anymore.
Absolutely. But, eye scan, blood prick.
Was he?
That's what I call it.
That was the curse you put on him, wasn't it? Was he an ice cream van man, or was he an ice cream man who worked in an ice cream
shop? He wasn't
made
of ice cream.
No. He wasn't Mr. Soft.
Mr. Soft.
Mr. Soft was Gino Giannelli's best man. It's a lovely gathering.
Do you take Mr. Whippy to be your lawful wedded husband?
Bertie all sorts did the ceremony. It was lovely. he was an ice cream van man.
Wow. Wowee.
Yeah.
What are they on a still year? Is. Do you know? Have you got any clue of what kind of what are they taking in?
I didn't ask, 99? But it was a nice wedding. Yeah. I didn't ask, but it was a very nice wedding. So you know.
Well, there you go.
I wonder if.
I mean, Is our Deliveroo, because you hear a lot about like ice cream van turf wars, don't you? That happened a lot, particularly in the 80s, I think. There was like kind of, in fact, did you, an ice cream van man turned up dead in Wolverhampton. They found him covered in hundreds of thousands. It turns out he topped himself.
Come on, fuck me.
No, come on. If we can't enjoy that at this time of the morning, why are we podcasting?
Clarky, that's lovely.
Why are we podcasting?
He tapped himself. Oh, my God.
I mean, yeah, the question is, has Deliveroo and Uber Eats moseyed in on their turf? Do you know what I mean?
Because
in many ways, they were the original Uber Eats, you know.
But for one particular thing.
What?
And also, that would be like if Uber Eats sat outside your house playing a tune and going, do you want it to take
away? You don't order it to your house.
Now, do you know what, Crosby? I bet people would be quite down for that.
What? So what? A guy in a Domino's, like, on a Domino's bike, just revs his engine as he's going down the street, and you're like, oh, yeah, mate, I'll have a meat feast or whatever. You know, do you think that's a plan? Taking the choice and the logistics of you can plan when you eat your meal. You just work around him. He's got the schedule.
I guess it's that feeling of always being ready to eat that I'm kind of tapping into, I guess. Like if I heard a siren and it was like, that's the curry siren, I'd be like at my front door going, please, can we have a curry?
Just with his hands cupped.
Well, you make a good point.
The hottest day in August.
You make a good point though, Parry, because if you look at, you know, like if you go to like a street food market or a modern day festival, often the curry will be served out the side of a van, right?
What are they doing parked up? Why aren't they driving around
this
with a siren?
It, yeah, I think it's a good idea, and it plays some sort of like some sort of bell that you go, well, that's pizza, that's, you know, that's Chinese takeaway, that's a curry.
Yeah.
I'm not going to suggest what those bits of music should be. Obviously, but
I tell you what, what we'd gain there, Crossbow, is we've lost a little bit of the music of the streets, haven't we? Like you think back in the day, you'd have the rag and bone man coming round, any old iron,
you'd have the ice cream after all.
You'd have like music of the streets.
You'd have, you know. Go back to the plague.
Put your iron on me.
Bring out your dead.
You know. We've lost the plague carts, Parry, since you and I were a boy.
The music of the streets.
I'll tell you what, though. Talking of the music of the streets, one of the real, quite exciting pulled an all-nighter noises was you're walking down the street and you hear the electric engine of
The milkman.
Of the milkman, yeah. And I used to love...
But now, of course, you hear the electric engine. It's a bloody Uber. Creeping around, bringing people home. We've lost the music of the streets, you
music
see.
Of the streets.
This is what we need to get back
that's
to.
That's just replacing with different music, surely.
Yeah, but same, no, your career it. Advisor, he gives you your thing and what tune. So it's like, you're a fireman. Burn, baby, burn. Disco Inferno.
It's not like Nina.
Oh, yeah, sorry, it should be Nina. You're absolutely right.
The one job that's already got a siren attached to it.
Yeah. I mean, amazing. I love how you're giving sirens to the food things and then for, like a fire engine is like an ice cream van.
Siren ambulance gets staying alive by the Bee Gees.
The siren shows up and he goes, my house isn't on fire. And he goes, no, but the roof of your mouth will be. Enjoy this Vindaloo.
Lovely, lovely. I think there's something like, basically what I'm saying is if my wife was in her front room and she hears an ice cream van go past, she'll leave me. No, what I'm saying is, if my wife was in her front room and there was like a pizza song that came past and then a van pulled up, she would be like, oh my God, please can we have a pizza? Like whenever she hears it. And I think you'd do a roaring trade as a pizza, you know, with the pizza siren.
Isn't the thing though that they have to stop the van, start the oven? Isn't that the reason why you can't just drive around?
I was going to say,
with a bomb.
No, the van heats the oven.
Yeah, but still.
I went to a posh baby's party. Talk about posh weddings. And they had a pizza van out the front of it.
Oh, love it.
But
it was
like
from when you placed the order, it was like 45
How
minutes.
How posh was this baby? Oh. Like, are we talking like Richie Rich?
Yeah, it was rich.
A rich baby?
Really? It was super rich.
What age party was this?
It was the first birthday
party. And they'd gone for Pizza Van. What are they getting out of a Pizza Van?
That's mental.
Pizzas. Mental. No, yeah,
are they also doing like... It's the only thing we do, mate. I'm sorry.
I mean, thanks for asking, but I mean, it is a pizza, I'm afraid.
like, what does a baby get out of a pizza? Oh, nothing.
You could say, what does a baby get out of a first birthday party? Probably so, very little.
Clarky, I'm glad you brought this up, because I got absolutely done over the other day. Daughter's first birthday party. Yeah. Now, I don't mind saying, I'm not saying it's my thing, because it isn't, but okay, in lockdown... Yeah. I actually got quite good at cakes.
Oh, okay, yeah. Right?
Oh,
I'm not lovely. Saying like, yeah, like I'm saying, and actually, in fact, yeah. Anyway, the first time I ever properly baked a cake, I won a competition.
I remember
you told
this.
Us about
right,
this.
So yeah, it was, so all I'm saying is,
so it cakes,
they're not my thing.
It could be your knack.
It might be my thing.
It could be your knack.
But like, I haven't really, I've not really baked a bad cake, and I've often caked. But I've often baked a good cake and caked a good bake. So
this is, by the way, that's the kind of speech.
Your cake afterwards.
That's the kind of speech that you go, well, he's out in week one on Bake Off.
Well, I'll tell you what, here's the tragedy of Tom Parry Wicks.
Yeah.
Too famous to be on Great British Bake Off, not famous enough to be on Celebrity Great British Bake Off.
Yes. Yeah, that is.
I'll never make it.
That's it.
I'm too in the biz to be a contestant.
They can't. They can't have the guy.
And I'm not a celebrity enough to be.
They can't have the guy.
Clarkie.
Sorry, Clarkie.
You think you're in the biz?
Clarkie actually throwing our gingerbread man into the oven there.
Well, it's more because it started to. I mean, I'd fucking love it if Parry was on Bake Off. What a treat that would be.
So,
but I just think it's too far. I'm too deep, you know.
There's a glass blowing one on Netflix.
Great British Glass Blowers.
It's not Great British, but it's more American.
Well, then I'm out,
so
mate.
You probably
my party is not going to stand for this fucking what is it? The EU Glass Blowers, some kind of shit. It's Great British Glass Blowers or nothing. All right. So anyway, first birthday party comes up, and we have this problem of like. You don't want to bake a cake for your daughter that she can't eat.
Yeah.
That feels mean.
Sure.
So then you're falling back on some kind of bullshit sugarless recipe. And this cake comes out, and I did exactly what the recipe told me to do. It all worked. It comes out as some kind of halfway house between a cake and a flapjack. It's got lots of carrot and dates in it, but it's like, it hasn't, it's not good.
No. It feels like both, it feels like not healthy enough to be like, oh, I'm doing myself good here. And not tasty enough to be like, well, this is a little
cake.
Exactly, not tasty enough to be a cake. Exactly.
So all these one-year-old babies around with their parents who we've only just met, you know, we're trying to make new friends with the parents. I have to wheel out this cake like fucking Johnny Amateur and be like, the babies don't touch it.
No, of course.
You know, like, I cooked they've it got, for the babies. The babies
too,
don't
mate.
Give a shit.
here's what you do, Parry. Brutal. Parry, you bring out the cake. And it's like, you know, it's got lurid rainbow ice cream on it, right? It's like covered in cream. And you say to all the parents, you're not going to believe this, sugar-free. Absolutely sugar-free. Give it to all the kids. Let them deal with it. Let the parents deal with it. Because by the time it kicks in and they're crying and screaming and not going to bed, they'll be long gone, baby. You know, those parties last 90 minutes, don't they? They've got to be short by their nature because everyone's got to go off and have their naps.
Yeah.
By the time, you know... They won't even, they'll be like, oh, they got overexcited because the party, they were overstimulated because they're around so many other people. They won't realise that you've basically, you know, you've basically given them crack.
And they'll be thinking, oh my God, his sugarless cake tasted great. Let's get him on Bake Off. Sure, he's famous, but let's get him on Bake Off. Yes, he's in the biz, but let's get him on there.
You know what? And also as well, then when people say, can I have the instructions for your sugarless cake? You give them the instructions for the other one, and they go, oh,
it comes out like a piece of shit.
I tried to make that cake. You've got a real talent, mate. I couldn't even taste the dates in your cake. Mine was more date than anything else.
It's my thing, mate. It's my thing.
I'm good.
What can I say?
I'm good.
But no, my reputation as a cake baker has got off to a terrible start in these neck of the woods. Let's just say that.
It's in tatters, mate.
Because I was trying to cater for the fucking birthday girl.
Did you not make a cake for the adults and a cake for the...
No, I didn't have time. Because,
tricky, though. You are giving yourself a lot of work there, though.
What?
It wasn't until the cake came out, it was like, oh, this is a bullshit cake, and now it's what we're going to have to go with.
It's a bummer. It's a bummer. Because also, as well, you know, there'd never be a thing where you're like, okay, because the kids can't drink booze, everyone's drinking water or breast milk.
I mean, the fridge was chock full of Beck's Blue. You know what's become a big hit in our house now is Nosecco, right? Which is like...
Oh, Nosecco,
And it's basically Schlur repackaged in a Prosecco bottle and called Nosecco. It's kind of basically, that's kind of basically what it is. But I was thinking, how brilliant would it be? It's like £4 a bottle. If I was like 14 now, that would be like my drink of choice.
That's how that sentence ended. Because I've heard you say a few things that you'd do if you were 14.
If I was 14 now...
You'd drink non-alcoholic Prosecco...
I'd be on the way to school slugging a bottle of Nosecco. Be like my thing.
I think because I got in trouble on a school trip for bringing a can of Shandy Bass. Do you remember Shandy Bass?
Yeah.
And it had that very enticing thing on the back, which was like 0.001% alcohol. Do you remember it had like, it was something crazy like
just
that.
Just enough.
Just enough for you to feel like, I am being so cool. But my parents gave me a can of, bought me a can of Shandy Bass, and I took it on a school trip. And when I got...
Wow, your folks bought it for you.
Yeah. But it isn't booze. Like, it would be fine to give it to an 8-year-old or a 9-year-old.
Well, also, you'd pulled the drunk man's ticket, and you'd sober man, drunk man.
Yeah, it's the sober judge and winos meal. Yeah, but yeah, I got in real trouble for it. They confiscated it. They wouldn't let me drink it. And I said, like, I remember saying, "Oh, it's 0.01% alcohol," and they were like, "That is 0.01% too much." Couldn't believe it.
They've got a good. I mean, that's fair, isn't it?
No, I want to get. I want to get my buzz on. I'm gonna go to Bodium Pass without a buzz on.
It's so little, it's not actually gonna give anyone. Like, you could drink that all day and not get
exactly.
Drunk.
You can't. I've confiscated it.
The first time I ever had that was at your place, Perry. A Shandy Bass.
A Shandy Bass?
That's a great drink.
It's amazing.
All bets were off at my house.
It's like a Friday night, and your parents gave us a Shandy Bass.
So are you going to do that? Are you going to give your daughter Nosecco, like, as her when she's a bit older, and be like, all your friends can come round. Of course you can. You can all have Nosecco. You can all watch whatever the sleepover equivalent of Dirty Dancing is for the kids. You know, when they're.
I think when you get to a certain age, I mean, like, for us it was Schlur, right?
Yeah.
Schlur was like, here we go, special occasion, I'll have a Schlur, because you drank it out of a wine glass.
Yeah.
Ooh. Fantastic. The only drink you were ever allowed to drink out of a wine glass.
It's all of the ritual around it, isn't it? That's what's the exciting bit.
What, you'd slaughter a goat?
Yeah, I was drinking goat's blood out of a wine glass.
Oh, yeah, from the wine glass.
Like my parents did.
Yeah.
It's all part of being Christian, man. It's all part of being Christian.
The satanic man Christian man's lunch. You go up there, slaughter a goat, there's a virgin. We're down here, we'll pray for you. Okay, it's an important lesson learned.
Yeah, when they said there's a virgin, they were pointing at me. See that kid over there slaughtering that goat? Virgin.
No wonder he's chugging the Shandy Bass, he's drowning his sorrows. Where we started from, of saying about your thing, right? Do you know what I found out this week? That the phrase jack of all trades, master of none.
Yes, I was going to say this.
Has a second half?
Yeah.
What?
It's got a second half, and it's basically going, oh yeah, it's great to be a jack of all trades.
Jack of all trades, master of none, though oftentimes better than master of one.
Oh. Yeah.
Jack of all trades, master of none, but oftentimes better than master of one. That changes everything.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, and that's the thing, because I before I learnt that, I was like, hold on, I think jack of all trades, it's used negatively, but I think it's way better to be that.
You would say that. Or we'd all say that.
Yeah, but we're not jack of any trades.
Yeah, I mean,
that's the one problem.
Jack of all trades. I wouldn't describe myself as either of those things.
Jack of no trades, master of no trades.
Still pretty good.
No. But that feels like a master of one trade has suppressed that information because it changes everything.
Yeah. Well, famously, it's the master of phrases.
the master of suppressing phrases was like, I'm on it, don't worry, lads. They were at their Masonic Lodge or some shit.
Yeah, it was your party.
Hang on, which party? My daughter's party or my party?
Same thing, mate.
They were all there. Gove was there. Gove finished his slice of cake. I'll give him that.
I slaughtered a Gove at the end of it.
I've got...
Yeah, Gove blood.
Gove was slaughtered at the end of my party as well. He was on more than the Nosecco, I can tell you that much.
No Nosecco, yeah, mate.
He had a load of icing sugar around his nose, so I think he was...
He'd found the sugar all right. Dance floor at 2 PM on a Saturday.
Are you sure there's no sugar in this cake? Because I've been gurning my fucking face off.
I'll just have half a date, just half a one.
imagine if that was your secret in Celebrity Bake Off. You went on, and not only are you getting the Hollywood handshake, he's hugging you as well and kissing your face.
Tell you what, it's tent top, isn't it?
Prove he's Harry cracked Berry's out the glow sticks. The only one who's completely unmoved by it is Noel Fielding.
Great British baked off. House
meeting. I've said it once before, but it bears a repeat.
House meeting.
Oh, what a treat.
What an
episode. Oh, what a treat.
What a treat.
What a treat.
I really mean that.
A lovely way to start the day for us. I don't know what time you're listening, but whatever time of day it is, we hope it's time appropriate.
Oh my God. Somebody get Parry an oxygen mask. Jesus Christ. Is there anything that can drop down from the ceiling in moments like this, Tom? Because you are... You're borderline in a coma.
Oh, let me tell you.
I think we're using up all the oxygen in the ear canal. That's our problem.
That's right.
Three of us crammed in there.
We're depleting the listeners' oxygen supply. Thank you, by the way, to all of the people who got in touch to say that they agreed with me about thirst. Got so many messages. I don't even think we've got time to read any of them, in fact, but we got so many messages saying that they completely understood what I was saying and agree with me 100%. So thank you, they mean the world to me, those messages. Keep them coming in.
Are you setting up your own thirst podcast? Is that right? Thirstcast.
The Thirstcast.
Just to tackle the subject head on.
Absolutely.
Thirst first. Well,
speaking of which, I'm going to go off and have a lovely little sip of water. Harry's going to have a complete change of blood.
Oxygen, guys. What's that all? Today's episode was produced by Emma Caution.
Caution team.
Cheers, everyone, and bye. Please be abstaining for today's Patreon Neighborhood Watch roll call. Let me finish. As beatboxed by MCMC and Big Bear Ben Clark. Kick it!
Boom, bksh, dum dum ksh. Boom, bksh, ksh. Boom, ksh. Dum dum ksh, dum ksh.
Oh, yes! Let Parry clear his throat.
Everybody, I apologise because I have got to go to the toilet. I'm really sorry. I haven't been in ages, John Rowe. It's not good.
Everybody, I apologise. I woke up a little bit late and I haven't had time to put my face on. But I especially apologise to my friend. Her name is Emma Mason.
Everybody, I apologise. I haven't paid your wage. please just give some money to my friend Tom Page.
It makes you realise there's not enough apologies in hip-hop, is there?
No, no.
Everybody, I apologise. It's my bad. I've dropped the ball. I had a real fumble on something really serious, and I have killed Paul Dumbledore. Oh, no!
It makes you realise there are too many rhymes in hip-hop. Do you think that's fair to say? There's just too many people... Wiki, wild, wild west, Tom. Hey, everybody, I apologise. I've made a big mistake. I thought that was for me, and so I ate the entire cake. I'm afraid that's ruined the party. Into the works it's thrown a spanner. And especially I've got to apologise to the party girl, because her name is Hannah.
Everybody, I apologise. I didn't dry the sheets. Unfortunately, I left it at home and I didn't bring the pen.
We are rubbish, aren't we? We are just... fucking awful.
One massive peg that I used to dry the sheets. Oh, look, it's my friend, Andrew Clegg.
Everybody, I apologise. I've made a big mistake. You hired me to put a fence on your land, and I did that. No way. I fenced along off the fence. I fenced it really good. I used my finest nails, and I used my best wood. But when I came to cross the fence, I realised that for miles, I hadn't put in any styles, and I blame my co-worker, Steve Giles. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let
me
tell you
yeah.
now, I've got an apology to make. Everybody knows that there's some offence they're going to take. When I said I hated country music, I didn't really mean it. But now I guess I've got to deal with the consequence of my actions. Oh, I've said bad things to the country singers round and round. I've offended Alan Jackson, and he's put me in the pound. I've offended Willie Nelson. I've offended Garth Brooks. But most of all, I've offended one guy. He gave me dirty looks. That guy, of course, that I've offended, his name is Dwight Yoakam. And I offended him when I said I hated him. Him and Abigail Slocum.
Everybody, I apologise. This morning I was crabby. I don't think I got enough sleep. I'm sorry for snapping Heidi Blackaby.
Everybody, I apologise because I have something to say. And this is something that is going to take you back today. You're gonna be alarmed when I tell you that it's hard to do.
What?
Yes. That's right.
Wow.
I'd love that as well. There's not enough of that as well in hip hop of the hype men just like being like, whoa, hold on.
Hang on, I can't
wait
hype this.
What?
Yes,
I can't
that's
condone
right.
this.
Yes, that's right. It is. That is the fact. I've got a real stonk on because I've been looking at the person who's Will Thompson. I apologise.
We all apologise.
We apologise.
We apologise for that. Oh, my
and
good
that
Lord.
That concludes the Patreon Neighbourhood Watch Roll Call.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.